This meditation is for insecurity. Let's begin. Start with putting your hands on your chest. And allow to feel the sense of calmness while you're doing it. And the warmth of your hands, feel it slowly in your body. The hands on your chest is a way to recenter yourself as a warm embrace to you. Before we begin, sit down on a chair or in a meditation pose or lay down somewhere comfortable. You can keep your hands on your chest if you want to. Otherwise, make sure your thumbs touch your pointers or middle fingers. Or you can fold your hands on top of one another, on top of your lap. Now gently close your eyes and let your thoughts disappear while I count from 10 to 1. 10, you're right there in your own surroundings, ready for your meditation. 9, you start to relax your body. So make sure your back is straight. 8, you hear the music in the background. 7, start to get more relaxed. 6, you're getting ready to deeply connect within yourself. 5, now connect deeper and deeper. And 4, slowly let go of your thoughts. And 3, see your thoughts disappear as clouds on a blue sky. And 2, you're feeling even more relaxed. And 1, you're open and receptive. So try to connect with your feelings of insecurity. What is your insecurity about? And how present is it in your life? How often does it show up? Now slowly embrace your insecurity, and that feeling insecure is true for you. That makes sense because everyone deals with insecurity. Just know, the more we feel insecure, the less we can perform the way we want to. So let's work with this insecurity by asking your breath to take you where the insecurity sits in your body. And with each breath, you are going a little deeper. So breathe in through your nose, if you can, and let your breath guide you to where insecurity sits in your body. It can be anywhere. And with the next breath, ask it to even go deeper and further. And breathe in and ask your breath to bring you to your insecurity. And with each new breath, ask it to go even deeper and deeper. And again, the next breath, allow it to bring you even deeper internally into where your insecurity is sitting in your body. And then with the next breath, you reach this internal point where your insecurity sits in your body. And when you get there, show up for your insecurity by imagining, visualizing, sensing, feeling, or in any way you can do it, that you come there as a good friend for your insecurity. And say to your insecurity, I see you, I understand you, and it makes sense that you feel this way. So try to embrace your insecurity for what it is. And maybe you can ask it what it is that makes you feel insecure. And see if you can get an answer. Bring that question to your deepest place of your insecurity. Your insecurity might say, I'm not good enough, or I'm not worth it, or everything is too difficult, or I'm not likable, I'm not lovable, or I feel I'm too different. Whatever it is that your insecurity is telling you, you embrace. Because your insecurity needs to be heard in a very loving, kind, and warm way. Because if you tell your insecurity is not okay, you are telling yourself again that you are not okay, which in return will make the insecurity even larger. So embrace your insecurity with all your attention by sensing, feeling, imagining, visualizing, any way you can do it. Tell it you really want to show up for it and really want to be part of helping it. So let it know it's safe with you, that you always will take care of your insecurity, whatever happens. Though know also that being insecure at times can be really healthy, because that is what makes us learn, what makes us bigger and better for the things we need to do. So it also has a positive aspect. But if it is insecurity that is always there, it will work against us. And the only way we can change it is by deeply loving ourselves, yourself. So now you are going to start breathing some love into your insecurity, and while telling your insecurity part that it makes sense and that you are okay. So breathe in the light and tell your insecurity, your insecurities, that they are fine. That they are loved by you. That you will always take care of yourself. This is the most secure love that exists. Because you are going to treat yourself in the most loving way, you are going to show up for your insecurity, and you are going to love all the insecurity. This is how you can really hear and listen to yourself. And then you are going to help overcome your insecurities as a best friend for yourself. So again, breathe in through your nose and tell your insecurities they are safe with you. And that you are capable, that you're wonderful, smart, courageous, and loved. And when you breathe out, let go of the insecurities by breathing them out through your mouth. Just release them. Continue this breathing exercise in the most kind and loving way to yourself. So internally, you create kindness and emotional growth. Now I will be quiet for a minute to give you space to do these breathing exercises. Okay, good, good. Now feel with this next breath a shift in you. While knowing that you are always welcome within yourself and on this earth. You were born here, so you deserve your spot of being here, being present, especially being present with yourself. So one last breath, take in with love and kindness and understanding for your insecure self. And breathe out the insecurity by saying, I got this. I can do this. And let go of the insecurity. And one more time, breathe in the love and kindness. And breathe out one more last time the insecurity, let it go. Now it's time to apply what you have learned into the real life. And when you are ready, you can hear my voice. You sense the room or place where you are. You feel where you are laying down or sitting. And then slowly wiggle your toes. Then your fingers. And open your eyes when you are ready. Now when your eyes are open, commit to bringing this love and care for your insecurity with you wherever you go, knowing you have a choice to embrace it, to love it, but not letting it take over. Namaste.